This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. This just into the newsroom, former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has filed a statement of candidacy to the Federal Election Commission to run for U.S. President in 2024. This report by Sky News on Monday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday that the situation at the front in the Donbas region was difficult and painful and required all of the country's strength and concentration. Zelensky made the comments in his nightly video address. The Islamic State terror group claimed responsibility for an attack Monday that killed six fighters affiliated with the U.S.-backed security forces. One of the two attackers was also killed. North Korea flew at least five small drones into South Korean airspace Monday. VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
South Korea scrambled fighter jets and helicopters in response to the North Korean drone incursion. Though South Korea's military fired about 100 shots, it says it failed to bring down any of the drones. South Korean officials say one of the drones returned to North Korea, but they lost track of the others. South Korean military official Lee Sung-oh said Seoul responded by sending its own unmanned aircraft on a reconnaissance mission into North Korea. He vowed thorough and firm responses to future North Korean provocations. One of the South Korean aircraft involved in the response crashed east of Seoul, though officials haven't explained why. Neither pilot in the plane was injured, officials said. North Korea has steadily ramped up tensions this year, launching a record-high number of missiles and conducting artillery shelling in sensitive border areas. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at